Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. All while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Oh, good morning on this very rainy Thursday. Saturday, but it's in fall, and here we are in November.
If it was Thursday, I'd be upstairs seeing patients.
I know, yes. I couldn't believe Thursday was the first day of November. And here we are with a brand new week, and boy, it has come in. I drove very slow into work today.
Rainy and windy. Ooh, it was dark.
Dark.
It was really, really dark.
And we do fall back. So today is the day that we do fall back. So there's your reminder.
I just wish they'd just make up their mind and do one thing. I don't like flipping back and forth.
I know, because every year it's like, okay, so was it happening this year? Or, yeah, and it definitely is happening. So a little lighter. So turn your clocks back. Actually, you don't really need to do that. Your phones do it automatically these days. And really, the only thing you need to turn back is your microwave.
Well, yeah, microwave, the oven.
And the oven.
And you know, some people rely on that.
That's true. And your car, if you have that, but sometimes it's just easier to let it go for 6 months because you try to figure it out and it's like, no.
Oh, see, that's what I mean. If they just leave it alone, it'll be the same.
So much
easier.
You won't
have to keep changing it.
So much easier. So, Lynette here, Dr. Umat is here. No Dr. Jerry Mixon today.
Well, I'm still hoping he'll show up.
Yeah.
But I heard he wasn't well. So,
okay.
Yeah, he had a sore throat. His voice was hoarse. He did call last night to let me know. That was iffy.
Okay, he was iffy.
But I always think he'll show up because
yes.
He always does.
When you told me that he was not feeling well, my eyes were giant. I was like, our Jerry.
Yeah.
Our Dr. Jerry. I've never seen him not feeling well. So.
I know. He has been here with sore throats and lozenges all over the table. And he's been, you know, taking his lozenges and still doing the radio show.
Yes.
So it's not common for him to not be here.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, you know, when the flu season, whatever got the virus infection, whatever got him.
Whatever it is.
It did affect his voice. And so he is, and I think it happened yesterday. So.
And when it's our voice, it's like, okay, that kind of.
And then you can't do the radio without a voice, right?
Right. I missed one day of work this week. It was Monday, though, because I sounded like Roz from Monsters, Inc.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, it would have been very
the day
scary.
Before Halloween.
Yes. And what was up with that? Yeah, I came back from Italy, had the little, you know, cold thing from when you're traveling and all of that. And felt great Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Watched the grandkids, and they were sick. And I thought, well, I'm not going to get sick again.
Got the cold
and the sore throat and the fever thing.
Well, because, you know, they're interacting with other children, right?
Yes.
So they pick up everything the other children have, and so you get it.
So grandmas and moms shouldn't get it. I mean.
Well, so here's a solution for all grandmas and moms that are wanting to spend time with grandkids but are worried that they might get sick. You know, you do whatever you believe in with regards to the vaccines. I'm not here to tell you what is right or wrong. I do get vaccinated. I do believe in them, and has it always helped? Well, sometimes they get it right and sometimes they don't. But the flu vaccine, I always get it. Haven't got mine just yet this year, but I had COVID earlier in the year, so I'm just kind of delaying it. a little bit, but I will get it. But, you know, if you are thinking about what else you can do, I can suggest IV therapies with multivitamins.
That's right.
And we use the popular Myers cocktail. We buy it pre-made, so we don't use multi-dose vials. We use single-dose vials in our clinic. Anybody can come and get it done. We will be running some promotions during this flu season because a lot of people are getting ill, and all it does is give you just a boost, you know, like Dr. Mixon always says, stack the odds in your favor and then play the game. And here you just get a boost of hydration and you get multiple vitamins right into the system rather than relying on you taking it orally and then hoping that your body's absorbing it, which we all do anyways because I take tons of vitamins. Mm-hmm. But then when I got COVID, I did come in and get an IV multivitamin just to kind of shorten that recovery for myself. It just knocked me down. So it helped. And so if you are struggling, not knowing what to do, know that these options are available. And if you come to Longevity Medical Clinic, you'll come to Kirkland for it. And we do offer it to, obviously, all of Longevity patients, but also to people that are not patients of the clinic. You'll meet with Dr. Pentland. He'll do a little questionnaire, make sure it's safe, and then they'll get you going. And they have to be really good at it now.
Yes. Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Okay. May have to talk to Dr. Pentland for that.
Yeah.
Get all set up.
Just call the clinic.
Call the clinic.
They'll set you up with him.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about colds and prevention and what to do. What are some of those best things to do? But let me give you the phone number. Dr. Umat is here today. 1-800-465-8770. If you did not get through last week, be one of the first to get through this week. 1-800-465-8770 is that number to call and be one of the first ones on the line. Okay. So, Dr. Umat, what do we do if we already get the cold? We've got it. What are some of those best things? Because sometimes we forget what grandma and mom told us to
do. Well, you know, hydration is good. Rest is good. You just got to let your body. It's a viral infection. And, you know, antibiotics are not going to help the viral infection. So if you have a viral and a bacterial, then obviously the bacterial infection will be helped with the antibiotics. Make sure you go see your provider. But if it's viral, it's just time. And you just need to kind of hydrate yourself. I'm very fond of chicken noodle soups, homemade or whatever, because they have a lot of nutrients in them. And then just rest and sleep. And, you know, in terms of nutrients and vitamins, just do the best that you can. I am fond of things like vitamin C and some antioxidants. But again, you want to be prepared before rather than
3 days after, and you're really suffering, and you're
later.
Yes.
And that same premise, that's actually a good lead into what I really wanted to talk about today, is health, aging, and prevention of disease. Now, you know, the number one cause of disease is aging, right? When you're younger, nothing phases you. You recover very quickly. And that's why they say youth is wasted on the young.
Yes. Like, but wait a minute.
I know. But as you're getting older, the likelihood of something going wrong is increasing. And there's a very fine line between disease and illness. And some people don't realize it. And when you look back, you know, it was just one small thing that triggered a cascade of events that affects how you age. And to me, I'm passionate about this because I feel that we give up when we're getting older. We kind of think that inevitable.
This is my life. This is what it's going to be like.
I can't think.
I'm too slow, stiff, sore.
Walk. Yeah. And we give up. And I think that if we're cognizant about what life is doing to us, we can be prepared to deal and reverse those causes and of disability. So we're talking about lifespan, and we're talking about the healthy part of the lifespan. And you want the curve in your life to be as active and as beautiful as you want it to be, and then the end to come quickly instead of lingering over a decade into oblivion where you cannot do what you really want to do and you have others taking care of you.
Yes.
Nobody likes that. Nobody No. wants that. So when you're thinking about that and you think about what you want for your future and where you are today, think of preventing a few common things. One is cardiovascular disease, number Okay. one killer. Second is cancer. What can you do to lower your personal risk of cancers? Third is memory and neurodegenerative diseases. What can you do? What is there something in your power today that will lower the likelihood of your developing dementia, memory-related problems, and neurodegenerative disorders? And the fourth pillar is metabolic. Diabetes, endocrine, metabolic, hormonal. Those are your four pillars that you want to focus on. And again, your body's one, you're one, they're intertwined.
Yes.
One will affect the other. If you develop diabetes, your likelihood of cancer will rise. Your likelihood of mortality early will rise. Cardiovascular disease risk will rise. Dementia risk rises. So you're all connected. But these are the four pillars. If you're thinking of what do you want to protect yourself from? How do you want to be healthy into your 70s, 80s, and beyond, because the oldest person in France, she was 122 years when she died. So that's why we say the way we are designed today, there are very few people that live to be 100 and beyond. And those that live beyond 110 are even fewer. And yes, more women than men. And so if you want to change that trajectory, you want to protect yourself from these four pillars. And today I just want to focus on the cancer part just for a few minutes.
Okay.
And specifically on pancreatic cancer, simply because this is November 4th today, and November is Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month.
Okay.
Did you know that when there is no screening for a cancer test, the likelihood of mortality from that is as high as 70%. So for pancreatic cancers, there's no screening. What do we screen for in cancers? Well, we screen for breast cancer for women with mammography. We screen for prostate cancer with a PSA. We screen for colon cancer with colonoscopies. And then we basically do individual as needed, risk-based and family-based or symptom-based. So those are some of the things that we screen for, but the only general screenings are very few. And by the time pancreatic cancer is diagnosed, it has spread and the likelihood of survival is decreased to few months and not years. So the statistics are that if you diagnose a cancer before it has spread outside of its organ, where it starts, then the likelihood of 5-year survival is 89%. You wait, and that cancer spreads outside of its original organ, where it started, then the 5-year survival drops down to 21%.
Wow.
Those are huge statistics.
Yes.
So if early detection, again, is important to improve survival as well as quality of life. And so if this is important to you and know that there is no screening for pancreatic cancer, then the Galleri test being offered today in our Lynnwood Clinic and then specials during the month here, which Lynette will tell you more about, you know, that's your opportunity to find out if there is a problem that you need to tackle. And now they can help if they detect early. But once it is too late, it becomes really hard. And with pancreatic cancer, it is, you know, pancreas are a small pear-shaped organ in the digestive system that sit between the stomach and the, you know, the spinal cord. And so its function is to provide digestive juices and enzymes. But if there is a growth in there, a cancer, it's usually very late by the time it is detected.
Oh. And why is that? Is it a slow growing and it just hides, or does it, is it fast?
It's hidden, so you don't notice it.
Okay.
Unless, you know, sometimes, say it's at the head of the pancreas where it's preventing the bile from getting into the digestive tract, then some people start developing skin discoloration like jaundice. So if you have that, then the antenna goes up early. But if it's symptoms like, okay, well, I feel sick, I feel fatigued, I'm losing weight, then there is really no signal to start looking in the pancreas. So they start, you know, you get an appointment, you do a blood test, there's no specific marker, they go try this, then they bring you back. But with the Galleri test, you're looking for a marker. That DNA marker in the Galleri blood test will say, ah, pancreatic cancer is the likely culprit here. And so you start looking in that direction early. And when you reduce the time between onset of symptoms and diagnosis, that allows the patient to get into treatment quickly and therefore had a better outcome.
Wow. Okay. And some of those people that we know that are, have been high profile people that have had and died of pancreatic cancer, Alex Trebek, Steve Jobs, recently Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Aretha Franklin. Yeah. It's just one of those all of a sudden.
That's right. It is. It is slow growing. It appeared. I mean, Alex Trebek, picture of health.
Yes.
You know, always looked so great.
Mm-hmm.
And it was unfortunate, but he succumbed to it.
Yes.
Had it been diagnosed earlier, maybe he would have had a longer lifespan.
Yes, this is true. Okay. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. And Dr. Samira Umat is here and ready to answer your questions. We already have a few folks on the line. Here's that number to call with your question today, 1-800-465-8770. We'll be right back.
It's another tequila sunrise, staring slowly across the sky.
Good morning, Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Lynette with you, along with Dr. Samira Umat, Dr. Jerry Mixon out today. All right, so we've already got some questions, some folks on the line with questions for you. And if you have a question for Dr. Umat, here's the number to get through. We are live in the studio, 1-800-465-8770. First of all, let's start with an off-air question. Dorothy from Federal Way wanted to know, what causes those ridges in our fingernails?
Oh,
the ridges.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Great question, Dorothy.
Yeah.
And do you know that in physical exams nowadays, people don't even look at you, whereas when in our days when we didn't have so much technology.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was based out of what you saw on the physical exam.
Oh, looking at their eyes, in their mouth, in their ears.
Right.
In their fingernails. Yes.
And you know, I remember in med school, we were taught about clubbing, which was a specific way you have to hold the finger to look at the angle between the finger and the nail and to see if that was enlarged or if it was normal. And of course, if the patient had clubbing, it indicated some lung issues.
Wow.
So the finger ridges are interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nowadays, of course, you have to be careful about many things. Listen, the most common thing that I think about when I think about ridges are some sort of a chronic condition, usually anemia.
Okay.
Iron deficiency anemia or some form of anemia that does not allow the nail to grow normally. Some people that have thyroid problems, chronic thyroid issues, they can have anemia. Sometimes patients that are under treatment, for example, chemotherapy, they can also develop unhealthy nails and get ridges. And then, you know, in this day and age, you go get your nails done regularly, and if you put those nail polishes that don't come off easily,
yes,
they literally remove the nail bed.
Yes,
to get
they
the
do.
Owie. And so, you know, lots of causes. So hard to know unless you really, really look. Aging in itself can cause some ridges where you know, your nail is brittle. So deficiencies of some nutrients, iron particularly. So don't rule out chronic disease. If it's a new onset, certainly look for something.
Okay.
And then if you're just looking at people, sometimes it could be just chronic thyroid issues.
Okay. Is it worth asking the doctor on your next visit?
Absolutely.
I think I would.
Absolutely. If you have a new onset and you're not sure what's going on, remember, acute infection. So sometimes if you get an infection in the nail bed, it can cause ridges in the nail, prevent the growth of the nail, break the nail, you know. And also sometimes when, especially fungal infections on the toes, you know, people wear socks all the time. They keep wearing the same socks. And the fungal infections can really cause you to lose that whole nail bed after a while.
Okay.
And so then you have to kind of let it go and let the whole new nail bed grow out. So lots of different causes, usually worth talking to a provider about,
okay.
Especially if anemia, thyroid disease, some cancer, something's lurking that you want to make sure
you don't ignore it.
Don't ignore it.
Yeah, point it out to your doctor. Don't ignore it. It's not a normal thing, so we want to make sure that you're healthy.
And then make sure your diet is appropriate. You know, different varieties of foods will provide you enough nutrients. If you're not getting enough nutrients from your diet, make sure you do replace, because today we don't eat enough of a variety of food.
That's right.
Our stomach acid isn't appropriate as we get older. We're more alkaline, less acidic, so we don't absorb the nutrients even if we are eating them. So you want to make sure you're replenishing a little bit so that you allow good hair and good nail growth.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Umat. Here is that number to call with your question, 1-800-465-8770, Leading Edge Medicine. We are headed to Redmond right now. John has a question for Dr. Umat. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. I was listening to Dr. Mixon a number of years ago, and I called because he had mentioned us a prostate treatment that utilized radio frequency energy to apparently alleviate urination problems. And I'm just wondering if you know about that or if Dr. Mixon is available and could address that for me.
Well, he's not here today, so certainly if you want to call him, you can reach out to him through Contact Us, and then he can talk a little bit about it. But, you know, laser ablation therapy has been available for prostate particularly. It's used in cancer patients. For BPH, we've used things like Rezume procedure, which uses vapor. So it basically allows the prostate gland to, it damages the prostate gland enough so that the urethra can pass through more easily and allow the flow of urine. So the Rezume procedure, R-E-Z-U-M-E, uses water vapor, not radio frequency. And it is now covered by insurance. When it first came out, people had to pay out of pocket for it. But over the years, it has become more and more popular, more and more radiologists and urologists. I'd go to a urologist personally because they are in the space a little bit more and they have more experience with it. And they Medicare does pay for it, so you'd have to ask and then maybe look for somebody who's done more at their hands, for especially for BPH symptoms. Recently, what we've been talking about is sound wave therapy for BPH symptoms. So that's benign enlargement of the prostate only. And this was actually driven by a patient question for us. Hmm. We initially did not offer this in our clinic through our Biosure device, which is a sound wave therapy device. We were only treating it for erectile dysfunction in men, but a patient specifically asked about it, and our doctors were able to find the protocols, and we've been very successful. So in a recent report to our physicians within the clinic, Dr. Pentland has been very successful in treating benign prostate enlargement of the gland with sound wave therapy. It is not painful. You do require to come in every week for a few weeks. There is no known side effect of the treatment. It's not like a drug you have to keep taking. And what it does is it and with the BPH treatment, they have to manipulate the device so that it's treating deeper into the prostate gland, and it's allowing for more improved blood flow, and urine output improves. And from all the patients that we have treated, I'd say we've had about a dozen patients now, maybe a little bit more in all three clinics that have been treated. The results have been very promising. So again, yeah. It was not something that we started doing originally, mm-hmm. but we kind of found our way into it. And it was driven by a gentleman who was told to take a medication, and he decided he didn't want to take the medication, and he asked if there was something else.
Well, did you say that Medicare does cover that?
No. So the sound wave therapy is not covered. The Rezūm procedure for BPH is covered. Obviously, the urologists also have medications that they can give you. So, you know, a visit to a urologist is not a bad idea. But if you're not happy with what you hear from them and then you're looking for alternatives, that's when I would say you think about something like the sound wave therapy. You do have to pay out of pocket for that. It is not covered by insurance, but, you know, it does give good results. So for people who are stuck and who are, you know, not sure of what to do next, then this is a good alternative. We had a caller a few weeks ago who took the drug, and he said it did work, but by the, you know, first few doses, he started noticing side effects of the medication.
Boy.
And he knew that he wasn't going to be taking it. And so then he was asking for what other options are there. And so certainly there are some that are covered by insurance. And then this one that we have through our Viasure device is unfortunately not covered. Okay?
Okay. What is, if you can talk money, what is the approximate cost of something like that over the number of treatments that are needed?
Yeah, so they would determine, you would meet with Dr. Pentland, you know, usually it's about 4, 5, or 6 procedures, and it does run into a couple of $1,000 or so, maybe a little bit more. And then depending upon how many, you know, if you're going to get more therapy, they do give you a little bit of a price break and a discount.
Yes, yes. Okay, well, I appreciate the information so much.
You are welcome, John. Thank you for the call.
Yes, thank you for your call, John.
And wish you all the best. I know this is a frustrating problem. I talk to my patients about it all the time. And, you know, unfortunately, we do start early. The earlier you start, we start our patients with hormone replacement therapies, and then we do use PDE5 inhibitors that are vasodilators that do seem to help a lot. And then once they're on the 5-milligram dose and they're doing well, we really do, you know, make a difference in their quality of life. And then there are things we do to try to help improve sleep quality at night, but I know it's a frustrating problem.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck to you, sir.
Very good. Thank you for your call, John. All right, here is the number to call. Phone lines are open for you at 1-800-465-8770. That's 1-800-465-8770. And, Doctor Umet, let's talk about what's happening at our clinic in Lynnwood today. We kind of touched on it, but in case there is somebody that goes, oh, that was today, I'd like to get in, we do have a couple slots available, and you could get in, but you need to call ahead of time, and it's for the gallery test, but wait, there's more.
You know, early detection of cancer is very critical. When we look at centenarians, say we look at centenarians that lived 100 years and beyond, and you wonder, what is it about them that made them live longer, whereas the vast majority of people die in their 7th or 8th decade of life? Mm-hmm. And yes, maybe it's a genetic pool, but it is more than that. It is their ability to reduce the likelihood of chronic issues. And, you know, they'll be flippant about it and go, I drink alcohol every day or I smoke every day.
And
whatever.
I eat a pound of bacon every morning with my eggs.
And people do say that.
They do, yes.
But they have still defied the odds. Mm-hmm. And one of the things is reducing the development in the first place And if you have cancer cells, remember, these are normal cells. They just grow and multiply in the wrong place, and then they cause a problem. So if that is happening, you want to detect that early. Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month is November, and at the Lynnwood Clinic today, the Galleri test, which is the only test on the market to pick up early signal for 50 different types of cancers, is going on, and the price is reduced to $1,100.
Okay, and if that's something you'd like to do and get that done today in our Lynnwood Clinic, you can call this number right now, 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG, and then we will be doing the same test in Tacoma and our Kirkland clinics 2 weeks from today. That's November 18th. And we'll talk more about that. But we wanted to make sure that if you are wanting to get in on this today in Lynnwood, we do have some slots available and we can fit you in. We'll be right back with more Leading Edge Medicine in just a moment. Stay right there.
It's kind of nice to know that it doesn't have to be perfect.
Welcome back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Samira Umat. The girls in the studio, Dr. Mixon, not feeling so good. That never happens.
I know.
We were shocked. Not here today. But if he can't talk, has the hoarse voice going on, then yeah.
I heard him when he called me last night, and I thought,
who is this?
What? But I still thought he would make it.
Yes. No, I'm glad that he is not here, that he is getting the rest that he needs and those fluids and all those things the doctor tells him. And you're his doctor, aren't you?
I am indeed.
So, Dr. Mixon, if you're listening, you stay right where you are. Okay. So we're waiting for that next call at 1-800-465-8770. That's 1-800-465-8770. Well, Dr. Umat, since you're here, and you especially, you're a woman, and we talk about aging. And I think women are the ones that are constantly wanting not to age and do whatever they can to look and feel their best. Men are kind of like, yeah, although they're coming around, probably because of the women are like, hey, get in, let's get you feeling good too. But what is probably the top three? How about the top three things that are important for us as we are aging? That can make a difference in our life.
Wow, Lynette, that's a great question. Something that I'm really, really passionate about is wellness and prevention of disease. And, you know, for traditional medicine, that's a difficult thing to swallow because we traditionally only see patients when they're sick.
Right.
They come to the office when there is a problem. Nobody goes to see a doctor when they're healthy and when they're well. And that's the way the insurance system has geared our healthcare system today. So you go for your antibiotic, or you go for a chest x-ray, or you go for a blood pressure medication, or a cholesterol lowering medication.
Yep, that once a year just to get your meds adjusted.
Right. But there are so many things that will affect your quality of life. You know, as I'm getting older, I'm becoming more and more sensitive about this and about what do I need to do to maintain health. As the decades go by, man, that happens fast.
Yes.
You know, you reflect back and you go, where did time go? And the decades go by really, really fast. And there are some habits that are important in allowing you to maintain wellness as you get older. Mm-hmm. One of the things that has been very hard for me personally is to incorporate exercise into my life. Yet, if anybody listening today takes away one message, it is exercise.
Exercise. And we're not talking you have to go to the gym, work out with a trainer for 2 hours every day. That's great if you can do that. But exercise, just moving your body, getting up and moving and doing. When I was in Italy just 3 weeks ago, we were walking everywhere, cobblestone, and wore my best walking shoes. Yeah. And on days when you were like, oh, I don't think I could do it anymore, you do.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll get left behind. Up and down. Downstairs, and we walked for miles every day.
Lynette, people who live there, that they is
do
their
it every
norm,
day.
Right?
And my Italian mother-in-law, who's 85, still walks the 11 acres of property wow. every single day. She is outside.
11 acres.
She does not even take a Tylenol.
Amazing.
She's not on any medications, and she is like the poster child. It's like moving yeah. and keeping your body, doing something.
Right.
That's considered exercise.
Well, yes, every form of movement is, I mean, we're so in tune with, you know, getting up in the morning, getting a cup of coffee, sitting in front of the laptop or the TV,
yep.
and then going, sitting in the car, driving to work, and then working in front of a laptop all day, and then coming back home and repeat. And so, you know, the one thing that happens as we, you know, over decades of doing this, we don't even realize when it happens, we kind of slowly cause the buildup of cardiovascular disease, cancer cells, neurodegenerative conditions, as well as metabolic conditions. So those are the four pillars that I started the show with today. Mm-hmm. And this continues to happen slowly over time. But if you're moving, like kids are moving on the go constantly.
All the time.
You know, and you know, in hindsight now, don't stop them. Don't tell them to sit down and be
no,
quiet.
No, sit down and play
let
with your screen.
Be. Yeah, let them be. Let them run. This is what they were supposed to do. Fresh air, grass, people, connections, friends.
Running and bikes outside, yeah. chasing until they're so tired.
But basketball, you know, whatever they play, let them be. And join them. Join them in their activities, because the ability for exercise, it's not just that, you know, you'll be fit. The thing is that working muscle makes brain-derived neurotropic factors. And we used to say that working muscle provides 200 brain-derived neurotropic factors that are essential for growth, development. But now there's literature supporting the fact that there may be definitely 300. And one study Dr. Mixon found that suggested even up to 600 brain-derived neurotropic factors from working muscle. Working muscle is a living tissue. This living tissue produces things that you need for health, and they are important for supporting the bone structure, for making your bone stronger. As you get older, the tendency is that you lose muscle. So, you know, I see this every week in and out. We do the InBody in the office, and I had this gentleman the other day, and he lost weight. Great. I was very happy. But when you look at the fine print, he was losing muscle and gaining fat.
Oh.
How is that possible?
Yes.
Well, that's normal.
That is. Okay.
So that's normal aging. The muscle fibers change. The muscle structure changes. There's no more fatty tissue in between the muscle fibers that is not as robust as it used to be when you were younger. So you need to be active to change that trajectory. You need to work at maintaining and building muscle. When my 88-year-old comes into the office and tells me that her regular screening DEXA scan said she maintained an increased bone density, that is something to celebrate.
That is. That's wonderful
news. She has defied normal aging. That is what you need to be happy about. Not say, oh, your bone density is normal. It actually improved a little bit. Keep doing what you're doing. And signed. That's what the doctor did. She brought me the letter that she got from her physician. And I looked at that and said, I'd love to see the numbers, first of all. And secondly, this is something you celebrate.
Yes.
Because this is defying the normal aging process. Mm. And, you know, this is what everybody wants. When you ask people, what do you want when you get older? You want to be able to do the things that are important to you.
Yes.
And if you're not able to do them, for me, it's like, why bother living?
Yes. If you can't run, if you can't walk, if you can't enjoy life,
it's
can't
all
do with
activities
things with your
of daily living, and we mm-hmm. keep giving them up. We do everything for ourselves when we're younger, but as we get older, we keep giving up activities. When we start giving up activities of daily living, which include things like dressing, feeding, cooking, banking, hygiene, then you know that you are giving up on quality of life, and you need to pay careful attention. When are you so slow that you can't sign the check with your signature.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Can you not manage your finances for yourself? Can you not prepare your meals and be independent? Those are important things. As you're giving up those, you are now compromising quality of life. And so start early. Put the odds in your favor. You can change this. This is not, you know, I inherited those genes, so I'm going to have it. Expression of those genes is within your grasp. And so you can make changes. So for women and for women's health, exercise is critical. Do any form you like. It's not a cosmetic issue. It is leading the life you want issue. And if you know, you are already exercising and you're walking a lot, I would say to you that you need to incorporate some resistance training.
Okay.
Because you will build muscle with resistance training. Walking, it will only get you so far. And so add a little bit of resistance training and build up on it. You will notice the change in yourself if you do that.
Is there some type of resistance that you can do while you're walking? Is that why people are moving their arms and legs?
Sure. I've seen people holding small weights in their hands when they're walking. So if you're walking briskly and you can hold weights in your hand, I've told people, put a backpack on and put a book in your backpack.
There you go.
That will help with posture. So you will not stoop when you're walking. You want to stand erect. You want to keep that spine tall. You want to maintain your height. You don't want to lose disc height, which happens to all of us. We tend to stoop. I have to correct this all the time. I'm telling you, I have to do it for me. So thank you for letting me tell you, because it reminds me too.
Yes. So, sit up straight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, exercise, resistance training is the number one thing you can do to maintain health and wellness as you age. Especially important for women, because they think that they're doing so much in and around the house.
Yes.
And they don't have time to
that
do
counts.
It.
And it's like, well, that's good. Yes. But you also need to do something. And we're not talking hours. 20 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day.
Start
as much
with
as you can.
Whatever you can do. It is better than nothing.
Okay. We're going to continue on this topic, but if there's a topic you want to talk about, we welcome your calls today. Phone lines are open for you right now at 1-800-465-8770. Whether that is women's health, men's health, maybe a diagnosis that you are dealing with or something you don't quite understand with some symptoms, we want to talk with you today. Be part of our show. 1-800-465-8770. You can get right through and get right on the air. All right. We are going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Stay there. This is Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Samira Umat.
And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine, all mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going twice, I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
And welcome back, it's Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Samira Umat. Today, Dr. Mixon has the day off. A few minutes away from 9 o'clock, and we have plenty of time to get you on the line with your questions, 1-800-465-8770. Don't be shy. Give us a call. We would love to talk with you. Of course, Leading Edge Medicine is brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinics. For over 25 years now, that's a quarter of a century, Dr. Mixon and his staff have been helping people age. Yeah, treating the normal but undesired stages of aging and the changes that come with aging. That's what longevity is all about. And that's why they're still offering that free health analysis appointment. And this is important because what it does, with two simple tests, a blood test and an in-body test, whether you're in your 70s or 80s or your 30s or your 40s or in between, this can let the doctors know if you are at risk for things like dementia, cancers, diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's, and so much more. And then you can get that full blood panel and get so much information and start correcting those things that you need to deal with so that you can live a long, healthy life. Right, Dr. Umat?
You know, it's all about the quality in the ears. And it's, to me, it's the what gives you joy, family, friends, health, your job, your purpose, whatever it is that is really important to you. You want to be able to engage in that and enjoy that. Mm. You know, there's this commercial on TV that I watch with a little grandson talking to his grandpa, and it breaks your heart. You know, so cute. He got this baseball ball, and then he wrote on there, "I love you, Papa," for his grandpa. Those, you know, why? And grandpa says, "Why?" He goes, "Because you taught me everything I know about baseball." Aww. Isn't that incredible? Yeah, that, you know, you are engaged in, in things that are important to you, that give you joy, that make life worth living, right? Mm-hmm. And so when you think about it, and you want to be robust, you want to be active, you want to be dancing, singing, productive, have purpose, rather than accept that you are going to be slow. Accept that somebody will take you, therefore you'll go. Accept that, you know, you cannot do this, that, or the other for yourself. And that is not normal aging. That is what is happening right now, but you can change that.
Yes.
You know, when you look at centenarians and people in the blue zones that have lived to be 100 and what has attributed to their wellness, it's not just one thing. There are many, many things. And one of the important things is that they've lived a life of purpose.
Mm, yes.
And so having that is very important. So when people ask me, when are you going to retire? I go, I just got started.
I got started. I love what I do. Why would I quit?
I got started so late in life. And there were days when my husband would say, "Will you ever work?" And I'm like, you know, I don't know. I mean, I took time off for the kids. I moved from countries. I had to qualify licenses so that I could practice in the new countries I moved to. So yeah, my trajectory was slow, but man, I love my days when I'm in the clinics, when I'm with my team. They encourage me. They provide me with motivation.
Oh, yes.
My patients that inspire me. You know, I say to everybody, I learn every single day.
Yes.
And then just being in this environment, my goodness, you know, surrounded by people who look to be positive, mm-hmm. to be role models, to be mentors, to be helping. And so to me, it's more about the purpose in your life and are you fulfilling that purpose? And then when you know, you're enjoying your job and it provides you with purpose and you love what you do, my gosh, it's such a blessing.
Totally a blessing.
I feel grateful and I enjoy every single moment. Yeah, there are ups and downs. Everybody has ups
and
downs.
We all do, yes.
Nobody is immune from that, personally, professionally, every single day. But I was talking to this lady the other day and she said something very important. She said, you know, if you go through difficulties and hardships when you're younger, it builds character in your life and you become a better person who can handle adversity when you're older. But also, you hope you won't have those adverse events when you're older, when maybe it is harder to deal with them.
Yes,
and so
totally agree with that.
Very different ways of looking at life, but, you know, certainly live and learn, and you know what doesn't kill you, you get up, you brush off, and you go, okay,
I'll do this
next.
Again. Next. What do I do next?
Right. So you and I were talking about exercise, and I feel that it's the number one important thing that people can do for themselves in whatever form it means to them. Mm-hmm. I have people that'll say, but I hate to exercise. You know, then put on the music and dance.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that a form of exercise?
Absolutely.
You don't have to go anywhere. Winter's here. People go, yeah, you know, well, I can't go out. And I'm one of those too. I'm not ready to be out in the rain. And so you have to figure out what can you do within your environment. Either you do belong to a group where you do things together. It's always nice when you do things together. But dance and music are other forms where you can engage with other people. And you know, just go to a dance class and you'll learn new steps. You'll be able to dance away with music and you'll meet people. So it doesn't have to be like, oh my God, she said I gotta lift weights.
I gotta do this.
Don't do what you don't like to do.
No, you've gotta love it.
You bet. Find a way to do what is good for your body and good for you, therefore, not just physically, but also mentally and emotionally. In this day and age, we have so many people suffering from mental angst.
Yes.
And I think that exercise is going to help people. If you don't think of it as exercise, think of it as whatever you like to think of it, but it produces endorphins and hormones in your body that make it so that you can deal with adversity better than ever before. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, a lot of times people know these things, it's intuitive. But what I like at our clinics is that we care enough that we want to spend the time to tell you these things.
Yes.
And then people will say, but so what? You know, so we're working right now on a weight loss program that I'm hoping we will be able to institute relatively soon. And as I'm thinking about with my team of physicians, what the protocols will be, and my team in the clinics about what our offerings will be and how will we manage it, it's not always about this works, so this is the protocol, and this is what we're going to do for everybody. But your physician's role, and at Longevity, we're very good at that, is how do we make it work for you?
And your lifestyle and your body.
Exactly. Because what worked earlier is not working right now, or what worked for your friend is not working for you.
Or your husband. Yeah. Men and women are different.
Exactly. And so we begin with the functional medicine approach, a basic approach, starting with the foundations and building up on that and saying, okay, where are we today? What can you tweak? And sometimes it's not a lot. Sometimes a few minor suggestions is all that the patient really needed. But it comes from experience, knowledge, and very importantly, we really care that you do better. Because when you do better, I love the smile.
Yes. When you walk in and they got a big old smile, you know that something's going well.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, and we would love to have that for you, too, at Longevity. We want you to come in if you're not a patient already and you've been thinking about it. We have a lot of people that are like, well, maybe I will, or maybe I. Oh, please come on in. At least take that first step and get your free health analysis.
The incidence of disease rises after 50. And every year after that, you are teetering, tottering, and things can go wrong at any time. And you want to know where you stand right now. And a normal, you know, when you go to the doctor and go, oh, my cholesterol is fine, that means nothing to me. You know, and even in our basic panels, that LDL cholesterol or total cholesterol, HDL triglycerides, tells me very little about what's happening in your body. And you can do more to find out what is your personal risk. The cardiac inflammatory panel will tell us the genetic risk for you. It'll tell us whether inflammation is occurring in the lining of the blood vessels. It'll tell us the particle sizes and whether you have the dangerous small particles or whether you dodge the bullet and have the large, big, fluffy ones.
Oh, boy.
I have looked at panels and go, oh, you just dodged this bullet, you know, because LDL is not the culprit. Your body needs LDL cholesterol. It's when the particles are small, there are tons and tons of them. They're building atherosclerosis. They're causing buildup of damaging or narrowing of the blood vessels that prevent normal blood flow, increase the likelihood of a thrombus formation, increase the likelihood of a stroke or a heart attack. That's when this is critical. And so when you can tell that from looking at one or two labs, you can guide the patient in, okay, it's all right to continue with lifestyle, or no. You need to start taking medications. You need to go to cardiology. We need to do further investigations because we've picked up a problem and now we can reverse it.
Yes.
And that's what this is about, picking
Absolutely.
Up what is it in the four pillars that I talked about, and how can we help you change those pillars so that you can be, just fulfilling, right? It's about being fulfilled in what life has brought you and your way. The gallery test is one part of that, and that's going on in the Linwood Clinic this morning.
Yes.
And will be in Tacoma and Kirkland in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks from today.
Yeah. And I'm super excited about that because every time you can screen and tell somebody that they have a problem, whether it's heart or cancer or memory or metabolic, you know that you can change their future.
Yes, yes. And that's what Longevity Medical Clinics is all about. We want to get you in. We want to see where you are so that we can get you to where you want to be and how you want to feel. Stronger, faster, leaner, smarter. And now you get to say Dr. Mixon's line.
Sexier.
Sexier, which makes you so much happier. Get online, schedule that health analysis appointment. You can go to lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com. And look for the little button there that says free health analysis. Pick the day, the time, even the clinic near you. And get registered. We have clinics in Kirkland, Tacoma, and Linwood, and we would love to see you there. You can also call us 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. This is Leading Edge Medicine. Dr. Samira Umat in the hot seat today, answering your questions. Dave, we're going to get to you right after we take this quick break. But if you've got a question, now is the time to call. Here's that number to get through. Phone lines are open, 1-800-465-8770. That's 1-800-465-8770. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
He has a